Okay, Simon Tav Resh Pei Vav. The halacha is of Tanis Esther. So Sif Beis Rama writes, Hagov Tanis Zuei Nechayva. This Tanis Zuei Nechayva. Lachen Yishlak Obay Leitz HaTzorech. There one could be more make or Leitz HaTzorech. Now, Mishbrua explains to us why do we fast Tainus Esther. And it's important to read this Mishbrua and to know the Mishbrua. Otherwise you could fast and miss the whole point of the Tainus. Mishbrua Zivkat and Beis. Ki bimei Mordechai v'Esther nikalu b'yam yud gimel v'ada. In the days of Mordechai and Esther, they gathered on the 13th of Ada. Lihi lachem v'lamed al nafsham. To fight and to stand up for their nefesh. They had to ask for rachamim, for Hashem to help them take revenge from their enemies. Now, in the Gemara, it does not say anywhere that they gathered for a tainus. So the Mishmur says, how do we know that the gathering was for a tainus? We find that on the day of Muhammad, they fasted. Shekein Amru. Razal Shemoshe Ben Olav Shalom Yom Shnocham Im Amalek. Moshe Ben, when he fought with Amalek, he passed the Bishalach. Haymasan Chazal tells he fasted. Vim came bevaday gam bimei Mordechai. Haymasan by Seyai. So if so, then surely Mordechai did the same tactic, and he must have fasted on that day. V'lechein nagul kol Yisrael l'sanis b'yudgim v'ada. Therefore, we are not too fast on Yigim Ba'ada. V'nikra Tainus Esther. So why is it called Tainus Esther? Kali so fasted. K'day lizkar she'Hashem Yisbarach royeh v'shemeya kol ish beis sarasei. In order to remember, and this is the purpose of the fast. Somewhere along the throughout the fast, we have to remember this. It's the purpose of the fasting is to remember Hashem Yisbarach Hu Royeh V'Shemeya Kol Ish B'Eisarasei. Kosh Baruch Hu sees and hears every person in the time of his Sarah. Kashe Yis'ane V'Yoshev El Hashem B'Chol Vavei. When he fasts and does tshuva and he returns to the Rabban Shalom. K'ma Sh'asa B'Yom Ahim. So that's the purpose of the fast. The purpose of the fast is to remember that. The Levush adds this. The Levush says, we're Mekayim Purim as a zeicha for the nest that took place then. That is right. So he says, since you're going to take the good and not the bad, I mean, part of the nest of Purim was fasting on the day of the Muhammad and then having the Nesachin. So it's all one package deal. It's all one, it comes together. This was the lead up to the nest of Purim. And the emes is the Rambam in one of the minyan mitzvahs, Nezak Dama, he writes, he's bothered with a question. Why isn't the mitzvah drabanans a issa about Taisif? So he says as follows. He says, Shari loy amru shakash brochot siva lasis era vailikris megillah by nasi. The Chachamim didn't come along and say, Hakash Baruch Hu is mitzavi you to do Erev, to make Erev, or to read Megillah in its time. If they would have came along and said it like that, then that's Baal Tosef. Ela kachanu oimrim, sha'anevim im bezdim tiknon, the Nevi'im with bezdim and mesakein, v'tzivu likres ha-megillah ba'oinasa, they mitzavah to read Megillah in its time, k'dei lahazkir shvach shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to remember the praise of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, v'tshuais sha'asalanu, and the tshuais, the nisim that he did for us, that he saved us, v'hayakarav l'shavaseinu, and he was close to our cries, k'dei levarchayu lahalalai. What's the purpose of all this? What's the purpose of reading the Megillah in order to remember, to mention the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the true is that he did for us and that he listened to our cries. Ukidei lohoidia ledoiris habayim she'emez ma'shiftichon ba'tayra. And in order to be medea to us, the whole takana of reading Megillah is in order to make known to the future Dairis that's true what the Torah says, Umi goy goda shalaya likim, that's karav to you to listen to your tefillahs. So it comes out that it's not just Tainus Esther, which is kedei, to bring out this lima to us. The whole Kriyas Megillah is for that purpose. The whole Kriyas Megillah is for the purpose of that when we are in tzara and we call out to Hashem, He hears us, He sees us, and without tshuva, he brings us out to Shua. That's what the Rambam's saying. Say then Shoshana's Yaakov also. That lo idea shekol kovecha lo yivoshu v'lo yikomo. Anyone who's koive, who puts their hope in the Rabbi Nishleil, lo yivoshu v'lo yikomo, he won't be turned down. That's the site of Purim. That's what it says here. And that all begins, and that's what the Levush is saying, it all starts with Tainus Esther. You're just going to start with the party? You can't start with the party, you got to start from where it began. The whole nace of the Megillah began with the Tainus Esther. And that's trying the Mishnah Berurah over here. Now, the Maaseh of the Mechaba says, Mis'anim Yud Gimel Ba'ada, the Mechal Purim Ba'alef B'Shabbos, if it comes out on Sunday, Magdim L'Sano is B'yem Chamishi. We go back to Thursday. And that's this year, Tainus Esther is Mukdim to Thursday. Now, in a way, since this Tainus is not a Zecha for the Chorbin, like the other Tanesim, so therefore we're more Mekel, but frat when it's a Mukdim to Thursday, we're more Mekel in situations for people that are in Tsar, or not feeling well, and things like that. So if anyone has issue, they should ask a Shaila first. The Mishabur in Sifkat the Ches, he says, when Adam comes in, we're marba b'simcha. Gemara. The emphasis, take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara is before that the whole nafkamina, mishenichnas Adam marba b'simcha, nafkhoftes amir aleph, is for one prat. The Gemara says, in Tainus. The Gemara says, "Am Rav Yehuda Breid of Shmuel Bar Shilas and Shmei the Rav, Kishem Shemishenichnas Av Mematim Misimcha." Kach mishenichnas Adam marbim b'simcha. Amra Papa hilkach by Yisrael this lay din abadi nachri. Therefore, if a Yisrael has a din with a guy, l'shtamet minei b'av, slip out of it in av, because bad mazel, and go to Ado where it's the bari mazel, where it's a good mazel. So when the Gemara is mashma, the whole nafkamina of Mishnichnas Adar Marim Simcha is for this din of someone as a din, they should do it in Adar. The Ritva already points out over there, even though there's no mazel to Yisrael. So he says, but in this that's the rest of the year. But in this chaydish, there is a mazel to Yisrael. And the Mashiach talks about it also. But the Mice and the Mechaba and the Rambam both leave out this din. Mechaba leaves it out. And Simtov Kofner and Aleph, he brings down, Mishnechas Av Mematim Mesimcha. But in Adar, he doesn't bring it down at all. Doesn't bring it down at all. And the Chassam Seif in Tshuvas or Chaim Simkum Samach is Marach on it. But even the Shmuel is bringing it down for the din of what shall we call it? Of he's bringing it down for the din of the mishpah of a din with the guy. Yeah.
How do we get from Marvin the Simcha to Good Mazel? What's the?
How do we get there? What do you mean?
That's the reason for Marvin.
The Gemara says the Mazli Bari.
How does it fit with Marbim
Simcha? Doesn't. What do you mean?
That's the Hilchah. Because when Marbim
Simcha, what does Marbim Simcha mean? Means good mazel. That's all it means.
Marbim Simcha because we have good mazel.
There's no. It's very simple. Mishnah said the Marbim Simcha Pirish, the Mazdei Bari. That's all.
It's not increase, is it?
Doesn't say that. The Shulchan doesn't say that either, and the Rambam doesn't say it either. All they bring it down is. If you have a din, you should have it in Adar. That's all. That's the whole pirush of it. Right?
What's Marv Simcha means? You increase
Simcha. Doesn't mean that? So then how come we don't find it anywhere where it says that?
Hilchach
means, it's just saying, this whole thing is for a nafkamina. For the nafkamina of having a din with a guy. That's all. Doesn't the Hilchach have more Simcha this month? Is that what the word says? Whereas this Hilchach, whatever Marbim Simcha means in the Kayach HaMazalis, therefore this is the month, I have a din. That's all it says. The Gemara. Look at the Ritva, look at the Masha. Some Sefer.
Oh yeah, Av, is it the opposite?
What?
Av, it's a bad month to do Din Torah?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. Try to get out of it. There's a question if it means the whole month of Av, or the first half of Av. Some learned that Av is split into 2 months. If the Tishbav, it's that's part of the truth of the Chassam Seif over there. Okay. In Tavresh Pei Zayin, the Mechaba begins with Chai Vadim Likra Samagil Belaila, but Lags of the Shnei to begin. One's Mechayv to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat it again in the day. Mishalaila Zmana Kol Alaila. The whole night, v'shal yom zman kol yom, me'ar netzachah matzayf ha'yom. V'im kara mishal amur shacha yatzum. Like all mitzvahs. If you read it from Allah Yisrael Shacha, you yatzum. There's an interesting Hagos Maimnes. The Hagos Maimonides at the end of Chas Megillah brings from Rav Amram that they didn't say Al Hanisim Lo Purim until they read the Megillah, and we find later on Tavresh Peches over here in Siv Hey was discussing the kvias of a Ben Krach and a Ben Ir, and it's mashma over here that it's totally in the Zman Kriya. Where is he going to be by the Zman Kriya? So you see that somewhat the Kriya, the Zman Kriya of the Yom, I mean, the Zman Kriya of the Yom. So you see that the Kriya is what's like Kaveya, somewhat Purim. I mean, Allah HaMaisi, we do say Al Nisim even beforehand, but it does, the Kriya is what's Kaveya, the Yom of Purim. Okay, so now the Mechaba continues. It says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'Shemayim Mikra Megillah. We're Mevatlin Talmud Torah to hear Mikra Megillah. Kavachayim L'Sham Mitzvah Shal Torah Shekulim Nidchim B'nei Mikra Megillah. Question is, what does it mean, Mevatlin Talmud Torah L'Shemayim Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is also Torah. It's part of Torah. So what does it mean, you Mevatlin Talmud Torah to hear Mikra Megillah? So Rav Shlomo Kulgan and Sefer Chaim, He asked this question, and others also ask it, the Rashash and others ask it. He answers that obviously Limud, the Gemara says, V'valen Dam Torah L'Shmaya. So learning is definitely more of a kiyum of limra taira than just lishmaya. That's one teretz he gives it. Second teretz he gives is an interesting teretz. He says that if you're reading it l'shem talmud Torah, so you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of mikra megillah. Has to be read l'shem mikra megillah, not l'shem talmud Torah. He brings a dimyon to this. We find in Hilchos Krishma. I think we might have mentioned it when we learned Hilchos Krishma, that it says if someone did not say Berachas HaTorah, so you should have in mind by Avraba to be Yaitza Berachas HaTorah. And then he should read some Psukim of Torah after he finishes davening for the Berachas HaTorah of the Avraba to be Chalon. You're reading Krishma. Krishma is this Psukim of the Torah. Teretz is that you can't use the mitzvah of Krishma to become the mitzvah of Limrat Torah. It doesn't go for both. Either using it for Krishma or using it for Talmud Torah. So Tovi also, either using it for Mikra Megillah or for Talmud Torah. The Chazon Ish also writes such a thing in a letter. Akabane, but we find over here that the Zinyan of Baroiv Am Hadis Melech, that the Zinyan to go to the Beis Knesses where there's more people. Similar to what we find by Tefillah also, the Zinyan of Baroiv Am, when there's more people, it's more of a hiddur for the Melech. And that's what it's referring to the Gemara Megillah, the Gimel, and that's what the Mishmur brings down later on. It's Sifkat and Zayin, the Mishmur brings down. Over here he says the filach itzach levato v'leil chlekroise b'tzibum shem b'roiv amad zmelach. Right, he says the filach itzach talmud Torah shechaburu gedayel shekuf anashim shelaynu beiz ba'yis filachi. You mevato talmud Torah in order to be mekayim this mitzvah of a b'roiv amad zmelach. That's the chashivas of it. However, if someone has a makom kavua, so then it's better they should go to his makom kavua than to go to the Baroiv Am. And that's what it says in the Sharatzin Ois Yud. La'niz da'iti kamenasid b'makom shu rogul espalo hu gam gen beis medrash. We're talking about where the place that he's rogul to dam is in the beis medrash. Al shemir anosh mespalon shom. Al shemir adeini mechuyim b'leilach beis knesset g'doyla. Da'adu kol batik knesiyas ketane sheish b'ir mechuyavim kulum b'leilach beis knesset g'doyla. Aber im Balbayis yesh le minyan bebeisai. If a Balbayis has a minyan in his house, avsha minyan shaloihu bekevius, mistabra the tzarch lelech al beis knesset shebeirim shem suminisa. I mean, this comes up. Sometimes people want to have a quicker minyan in the house, or they have the Matzei Shabbos minyanim in the house, and then Purimay night they also want to have Mikra Megillah in the house. But it's pretty clear that that's not the correct thing to do.
That's Tafka because Pesumi Nisa?
Yep, Hashem Pesumi Nisa, he says.
Now, the Rabbi Hajj's mouth alone wouldn't be enough.
Avalim Baal Bayis Yish the Minyu Beis Hashem Yish Lehu Be Kavios. We just said that when there's a Kavios, when you Kavua, so you go to the place where you Kavua even though it's a small amount.
Well, let's say you have someone who always comes to the Beis Knesset older who is not able to leave his house.
So that's a different situation. So then the question is, are you mechuyav to give up your Pesumi Nisa for the chesed of the older person, which stomach would make sense to do. The Svarim bring them from the Arizal that by the time of that Rishas Kriyas Megillah, you could be Zeicha to be Yeshuas and Refuas if you have the right kavanas at the time. So there's a special shefa that comes down there.
What are the
kavanas? That is there to remind you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to hear and see your tzaris as soon as you turn to him, and he'll send you the Yeshua. Rama. I don't know more kavanas than the Rama.
What if the minion is davening a little later and you want to daven nates?
There's another matter of davening nates also. It's fine. tonight. Okay, that's Tafresh Pei Zayin. Tafresh Pei Ches is gets a little, if you follow through, Mishmur gets a little confusing over here in Sif Vav, which is the Sif that's like negated to a lot of people. And the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah is, and this is where we follow, is there's a big machlokes Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish had to paskin here. The sheet of the Mishnah Berurah is that it depends on at the night of Purim where your das is to be by Alos HaShachar. The Mashal, this year, the first day is Sunday, Yudal is Sunday, and Tezvav is Monday. So Matzei Shabbos, where's your das? If your das Matzei Shabbos to be in Bnei Brak or Telstone Sunday morning, then you are chayev like a Yudal. But if your das is not to be in any of those places of Yudal, then your chayev is Tezvav. Even if you ended up being there Sunday morning by Alos HaShachar, still your chiv is Tezva. What'd you ask?
What if your das is both?
Is that Shaykh I gave does both?
No, I mean he wants to do.
Where do you find 2 days Purim? So how do you have das for both?
Do both.
Do you want to? Either your Dalit or Tezva.
If you're by Alos HaShachar.
Could you chive it both?
Yeah.
What?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I didn't understand. That's what you're asking. Can you be chayv in both? Maisa, it's machleik zishayim. And the items naig l'chumra. Meaning, you'll have to keep your dalet and tezvav l'chumra. Which means, you know, and I'm saying you're listening to Bakar anyways. Yeah. So, if you're the Bakar, then you have problems being mitzi other people also, because you might be pater. So, but it means, keep in mind, it means listening to Megillah 4 times. And it's not simple. Okay? Mishlei Chumaras, Suda, getting drunk. Okay, I can hear that 2 days in a row. But listening to Megillah 4 times is a little difficult. So before you make that decision, I think about that. What?
Oops.
No, you can do it, because then they keep the second day l'chumra, but it means, l'chumra means keeping the day. Say it. Could you not have Purim at all, is the question, right? That's not Shaykh.
Because whatever your das is.
No, I have das Matzah Shabbos to be Yerushalayim Sunday morning, and then Sunday night I have das to be in Bnei Brak. What?
The das already took effect. When you had das, when you're in Bnei Brak.
I had das that both aloysim. Same das. I had das to be both aloysim in different places.
Okay.
So does that work or not? That lechayr does not work. It's the takana to have Purim. Right? Okay. In Tavresh pay tet. What time is it? Is there Shmuz today? Maybe there is. Fine, so we'll stop here.